It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Game of the Night. And it's brought to you in part by Center Coast Hospital, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, Ayuchi Hamlet, Del Norte Tire, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, Chimney Craft, England Marine, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Service, Del Norte Office Supply, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, and Eco Nutrients. And now it's time for our basketball game of the night right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Two teams hoping to keep the opportunity for an unofficial league championship alive meet tonight as the Del Norte Warrior boys basketball team takes on a familiar foe, Coach Sonny Tripp and his McKinleyville Panthers. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you for joining us here on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Warrior broadcasts are brought to you by Center Coast Hospital, Ayuchi Hamlet, and the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. Both these teams have just one loss, just game or half game behind Arcata going into the final week of the spring 2021 season. A win tonight will keep the championship hopes alive, albeit unofficial, and a loss would mean no shot at the title. We'll be back with the Warrior pregame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time for the pregame show. We'll be right back with a rundown on tonight's game.
If you or someone you love needs chemotherapy or other infusion services, Kine is close to home. Sutter Coast Hospital's Infusion Center in Crescent City is here to serve your infusion needs more conveniently. Our infusion center, located right behind the hospital in Crescent City, is spacious and peaceful and features 9 large, roomy infusion areas and an oncology clinic. Most importantly, you and your family are not alone in your fight against cancer. From diagnosis through treatment and survivorship, oncologists and other specialists at Sutter Coast Hospital work with you to provide the best care and comfort possible. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 707-464-8998 or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
We're back with the Del Norte Warrior pregame show on 97.9 K-Pod and online at kpodfm.com.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show here in McKinleyville High School. John Pritchett with you this evening. Now, earlier tonight in junior varsity action, the Warriors improved to 7-0 with a 57-39 win over the Panthers. Donnie Scott had 14, Wyatt Robeson had 13 for Del Norte. Last night in girls varsity action, a stifling Del Norte defense in the second quarter led to an easy 65-38 win over McKinleyville as the Lady Warriors improved to 5-1 this season. The year will wrap up tomorrow night with a home game against Fortuna. It will be senior night. Tune in to KPOD 97.9 FM or DelNorteSports.com for the call with Mad Dog John Horner. Taking a look at tonight's varsity battles, Del Norte comes in having played 6 consecutive strong quarters. The second half against St. Bernard, when the Warriors outscored the Crusaders 43-22, and Friday's win over Eureka, dominated by Del Norte, 55-42. Del Norte is now 5-1 this season. The Warriors rely on a balanced scoring attack led by senior Judson Pinkham, who's averaging 15 a game. Caleb Price and Edward Zapita are both a shade over 12 a contest. As expected, Del Norte is a defensively intense team. The only time an opponent has scored 50 or more points this season against Del Norte was the run-and-gun game against Hoopa Valley, won by Del Norte by 30, 81-51. Nevertheless, Coach Mark Slayton said he wants more consistency from his Del Norte squad on the defensive end, considering Del Norte is giving up on average a paltry 41 points a game. That's a tall marching order. The only real flaw in Del Norte has been at the free throw line, where the Warriors are making barely 50% of their attempts for the season. Against Arcata earlier this year, Del Norte was 11 of 21 in a 4-point loss to the first place Tigers, who sit alone in the standings with a 6-0 record. McKinleyville comes into the game with a 4-1 mark, with its lone loss coming in the first game of the season against St. Bernard. Since then, Panthers have beat Hoopa Valley by 26, Fortuna by 10, Eureka by 6, and Ferndale by 14. McKinleyville is led by senior T. Ryan Stump, who is putting in 20 points a game. 6'3" sophomore Jack Clancy, no, not the guy who wrote Hunt for Red October, he's right around 15 a game. Panthers are coached by Sonny Tripp, who grew up in Delmore County and remains close friends with many in the community. His team, like Delmore, has just three seniors, but they have a flood of juniors. Eight are on the roster. The Panthers will look to get out in transition. They will press for all 32 minutes, and they will play every possession as if it's the final seconds of a one-point contest. So let's take a look at the starting lineups. And for McKinleyville, Jack George will start. He's a senior, as Coach Sonny Tripp is going to play his seniors here on senior night at McKinleyville High School. Sophomore T. Ryan Stump will get the nod as well. He's averaging 20 a game. Connor Alto will start. He's a junior. Owen Hamm was also penciled in as a starter. He's a junior. And the sophomore, 6'4", Jack Clancy, averaging 15 a game. For Del Norte, it will be the standard starting five we've seen all season. Caleb Price, the 6'6" senior, he's averaging 12.7 points a game. That has been on an upward trajectory. Peyton Swan, the 6'3" senior, he's averaging just under 6 a game. Caleb Donson, the point guard, he's a junior, 6 feet tall, averaging 4 a contest. Steady Eddie, Edwin Zapita, 6'1", he's a junior, he's averaging 12.2 a game. And the Warriors' leading scorer, senior Judson Pinkham, 6 foot senior, averaging 15.2 a contest. Warriors are coached, of course, by Mark Slayton, the 1985 Del Norte High graduate, in his second year with an impressive 28-3 overall mark. That's a 90% winning percentage, in case you're a math major. Del Norte won both games against McKinleyville last season, winning 61-35 and 52-38 on its way to a Big Five and a humble Del Norte League championship. McKinleyville, however, has won five of the past eight contests between these two teams. Over the past 35 contests, it's been McKinleyville 18, Del Norte 17. Now, tomorrow night, Del Norte High's girls basketball team will close out its season against Fortuna. That game will be in Tuna Gymnasium. However, unfortunately, no general admission seating will be allowed. It will be senior night, the final chance to honor the lone 12th grader on the team, Jaden Clifton, the school's all-time leading scorer, who will be playing at Humboldt State starting next season. You can listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. And you can also listen to rebroadcast of all Warrior games by going to the podcast section of DelNorteSports.com. Del Norte's boys will close out its season in Fortuna on Thursday, and that game will be broadcast live as well. We'll be back with more of the Warrior Pregame Show right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time for the Pregame Show. We'll be right back with a rundown on tonight's game.
If you or someone you love needs chemotherapy or other infusion services, kind, compassionate care is close to home. Sutter Coast Hospital's Infusion Center in Crescent City is here to serve your infusion needs more conveniently. Our infusion center, located right behind the hospital in Crescent City, is spacious and peaceful and features 9 large, roomy infusion areas and an oncology clinic. Most importantly, you and your family are not alone in your fight against cancer. From diagnosis through treatment and survivorship, oncologists and other specialists at Sutter Coast Hospital work with you to provide the best care and comfort possible. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 707-464-8998 or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Taiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing matters. Del Norte Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community in Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go! With Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And it's brought to you by Center Coast Hospital. Center Coast Hospital is here for your care. And Crescent Cabinets. Need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And brought to you by McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax bookkeeping and payroll services. And Del Norte Office Supply. Customer service, you should expect that.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And it's brought to you by Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment. Crescent City and Brookings and Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
Brought to you by Ingle Marine, a fishing marine outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Get your oil changed in about 15 minutes.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go! Live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And it's brought to you by Hambro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, waste removal, and Chimney Craft, working with you since 1992.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And it's brought to you by Del Norte Tire. Our roots are here, not just our branches. And H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go!
We're back with the Del Norte Warrior pregame show on 97.9 KPOD and online at kpodfm.com.
Welcome back to McKinleyville High School as it's senior night here, and that has kind of made things a little funky time-wise. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Thank you. Detroit coming into this game with its 5-1 record with wins over Eureka. That was just last week, a 55-42 victory. Del Norte has also knocked off St. Bernard, 64-43. Handled South Fork down in Miranda, 43-35, in a game that was much tougher than that score might indicate. Beat Hoopa Valley by 30, 81-51. And to start the season, 54-28 in Ferndale. Del Norte's lone blemish on its schedule, the 47-43 loss to Arcata. The Tigers still undefeated this season. McKinleyville coming into tonight with wins over Hoopa Valley, Fortuna, Eureka, and Ferndale. It lost to St. Bernard's to start the season. Referees for tonight, just a two-person crew, and it will be Justin Donnery and the veteran Scott Rothingham in the stripes. Warriors will be in their black uniforms with the bluish numbers, while McKinleyville in the home white with the red numbers. Del Norte will start the game going left to right. Big game for both teams if they hope to claim a share of the unofficial Humboldt Dome League title. Arcata still undefeated. Both these teams with one loss. Del Norte will have one game after this. That'll be Thursday in Fortuna. McKinleyville still has two more games after this, including one Saturday after graduation. It will be Swan jumping against Jack Clancy, the sophomore, who's averaging 15 a game. Rothenham will do the honors at center court. The ball goes up in the air and is tipped and will be recovered by the Panthers. That's T. Ryan Stump. Pinkham will guard him. They switch and goes to Swan. Kicks it out to the top of the key and then around the far side. That is Stump gets it back. Now to Alto. He'll drive, and a blocking foul will be called on Judson Pinkham. Pinkham, the senior, was hoping to draw the charge, but they said that he got there late. Going to the line will be Jack George for two shots. First one's up. First one's no good. Score remains 0-0 here in the opening second on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. George will line up the second one. The right-hander puts it up, and that one is good, and it's 1-0 McKinleyville. As expected, full court pressure by the Panthers, but the Warriors break it easily. Man-to-man defense for McKinleyville. Dodson with it. He splits the defense into the corner to Price. He'll launch the three, too strong, and gathered in by the Panthers. That's George. He'll kick it over. Three-point shot is good by Stump. He's the team's leading scorer and the best outside shooter, and it's 4-0. Warriors break the press. Price with the ball, out high, gives it over to Pinkham. He'll take the long three-pointer, hits glass, no iron, rebounded by McKinleyville. That's Clancy. Gives it up inside. George puts up the shot high off the glass. Price comes down with a rebound. We'll go the other way. 4-0 our score. Del Norte trailing here in the opening minute of the contest. Cepeda at the free throw line extended. Big Dodson now to Swan outside. Looking, finds Pinkham. He'll take the three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Pinkham goes down. Price with the rebound inside to Swan, puts it up and puts it in. Peyton Swan averaging almost 6 a game, gets the first bucket, and Del Norte trails just by 2, 4-2. Stump with the ball. Stops. Gives it up. That's Craven. Shot goes up as a cutting George finds the basket. 6-2. Del Norte breaks the press again. May have traveled, but it doesn't matter because the ball went out of bounds. As Caleb Price telling his teammates, settle down, settle time. Pinkin comes out, and Robeson will come in. Wyatt Robeson, he's the sophomore, six-footer, averaging 2.5 a game. Can run the point. With the ball is Alto. Way outside, Swan guarding him. Gives it over to George. George with Robeson guarding him. They kick it all the way out, and they'll set it up with 15 on the shot clock. Shot goes up, long two-pointer, no good, but rebounded by George. Fresh shot clock, and the Panthers will set things up again. 6-2 our score. McKinleyville on top here in the opening moment. Drive to the basket, off the glass, no good. Price gets the rebound. Price will bring it up court. 6'6" senior, good ball handling skills. Now to Robeson, the sophomore, outside, drives, kicks it out. With it is Dodson in the corner, has to give it back to Robeson. Down to 7 to shoot. Swan with the ball, gets it inside, back out. Three-pointer by Zepeda. Hits nothing. Rebounded by McKinleyville. They'll push the pace. Over to Stump. He'll drive. Tries to kick it. He does. Shot goes up. Nice pass to Alto for the basket, and it's 8-2. Panthers continuing to press. Warriors have not had any trouble with it so far. But it does take 8 to 10 seconds off the shot clock before Del Norte can get into its offensive set. Zepeda has the ball way out high, gives it over to Robeson. He'll drive baseline, now back to Zepeda, loses the handle. Dodson picks it up, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebounded by McKinleyville. They'll push the pace. Fast break, but Swan gets back in a hurry to help stop it. Open man, puts up a shot, miss, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Delmark's ball as Owen Hamm misses the easy one. Pinkham comes back in now. And that was Mark Slayton's way of telling Judson Pinkham, you got to settle down. You can't let a play that happened 30 seconds ago affect you now. Warriors break the press again. Caleb Dodson, the junior point guard, with the ball. He's double-teamed out high. Passes it to Pinkham high. He gathers it now to Price. Price penetrates. Finds Swan in the corner. Double-teamed there. Inside to Zepeda. He's triple-teamed. Kicks it out to Price, way outside. Ball is tipped, and recovered by the Panthers. 2-on-1, fast break. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebound misses by the Panthers, and Pinkham picks up the ball. 8-2 our score, halfway through the first quarter. Del Norte trailing McKinleyville. Dodson with it, almost loses it. Passionate Panther fan base here, and a foul will be called on McKinleyville. Students allowed here, which is something that's not happened at Del Norte, as George picks up the foul. First team foul against the Panthers. And so there's 50-60 student section all standing up, making themselves known here at McKinleyville. Dodson with the ball. Gives it over to Price. Fresh shot clock. Dodson with it. Tries to penetrate, gets cut off by Stump. Now Swan picks up his dribble, finds Price. Price inside to Pinkham. Shot is no good. Batted around, picked up by the Panthers. Fast break. Ball is stolen by Price. What a play. And then saved by Swan. 4-on-2, fast break. Swan, but Price will slow it down. He finds himself wide open from three-point land. His shot is short. Tipped out by Zepeda and gathered in by Price. Fresh shot clock for the Warriors. Trailing 8-2, 2:55 to go first quarter on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Swan with the ball on the far side. Looking inside, can't find anything. Instead goes to Price. He'll take the three again, and he will nail it. Caleb Price's fourth three-pointer of the season cuts it to 8-5. Dollar trailing with 2:35 to go first quarter. High post. That's Alto. Has to give it up. Three-pointer on the way as George drains it. 11-5. Warriors break the press. And Zepeda's pass went to a McKinleyville player sitting on the bench. But in all honesty, the kid was wide open. 11-5 our score, 2:16 to go. Coach Sonny Tripp of McKinleyville grew up in Del Norte County until eighth grade. Still has a lot of friends. In fact, former Del Norte High varsity coach Blaine Lopez wrote a letter of recommendation. Three-point shot from the corner is good by Jack Glancy. And it's 14-5. Pinkham to Price. Triple team, gets it to Pinkham, finds Zepeda, quick out to Swan, he'll drive, now back to Price, now to Zepeda, he'll take the long two, tipped in by Price. It hung on the rim forever, and just as it fell off, Price was there to tip it in. 14-7. Ball is tied up. Nice play by Pinka. And Delnart will get possession on the alternating possession rule with 1:26 to go in the quarter. Warriors trailing by 7. Delnart 5-1. McKinleyville 4-1. Robeson back in the game. Will bring the ball up court. He gets it to Pinkham, still outside the three-point line. Screen set by Price. Pinkham, spin moves, back out to Swan. He'll drive, puts his head down, puts it up, and he is fouled prior to the shot. Also gets the foul. Connor Alto, the junior. Just 3 fouls called, and we're 7 minutes in. Pass goes in to Price as the Warriors work one of those textbook inbound plays that they have become so good at. Shot by McKinleyville. Goes up no good by George. Rebounded by Price. Pinkham with the ball. Way outside. Delnart trailing by 5. Price with it. He tries to go baseline. Gets cut off. Now over to Swan outside the three-point line. He drives. Stops. Lowers his shoulder. Puts up an off-balance shot. Does not go, but he is fouled. And we'll get 2 shots at the free throw line. And Jack George just picked up his 2nd foul for McKinleyville. Swan with 2. He's a 50% free throw shooter this season. Dribbles it once, dribbles it twice, puts up the shot. Too strong. 39 seconds left in the first quarter. Dodson comes back in for the Warriors. And Zepeda will get a breather. So here comes Swan's 2nd shot. It's up and rattles around, but tipped in by Price. Well, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. 9 points for Price. Warriors have 11 total. And what had been a 7-point lead for McKinleyville is down to 3. Here in the final 22 seconds of the first quarter. Ball outside to Jordan Brown, who's in the game. Gives it up. That stump. Way outside. Robeson on him. Long three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebounded by Pinkham with 10 seconds. He loses the handle. Shot goes up. Blocked by Price. Gathered in. Still loose. And the horn sounds before Delmer can get a shot off. A wild and woolly first quarter. McKinleyville jumped to a 7-point lead. Delnart has worried it back down to 3. After 1, it's 14-11. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnart Sports.
Athlete of the Week brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call your local State Farm agent Lisa McCowan for your auto, renters, home, and life insurance. 707-465-1799. And Jadis Clifton is our Athlete of the Week, the senior who is headed to Oregon Institute of Technology on a basketball scholarship, began the season with a 22-point performance against Ferndale. Your Athlete of the Week, Jadis Clifton. Brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. This has been your Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call Lisa when you want great service and State Farm Insurance. And that was your Athlete of the Week.
14-11, McKinleyville leading Delnart in a battle of 2 teams with just a single loss this season. John Pritchett with you here at McKinleyville High School on KPOD 97.9 FM in Crescent City. And on DelnartSports.com. We'll start the 2nd quarter. McKinleyville with the ball. And that is T. Rowe Stump. T. Ryan Stump. T. Rowe, great place to buy a stock, I think. With the ball now is Clancy. The talented sophomore gives it up. Drive now by Parker. And now it goes back to Stump with 20 on the shot clock. He's double teamed, but finds some room, penetrates, triple team, stuck in the 3-point line, but kicks it out and then leaves. Clancy throws the ball away. Oh, no. Great hustle by Brown to save it. 4-3. Shot clock is going to expire. Turnover. Warriors get it. It's Swan. Loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. They say it went off Swan, and it will be McKinleyville ball. Coach Mark Slayton during the break between quarters, doesn't yell a lot, but he was emphatic that he wants his team to play with more energy. Long three-pointer on the way, no good. And it will be a jump ball. And in all honesty, Caleb Price got away with one there. And Coach Sonny Tripp is going off on it. Jack Clancy is complaining about that it should have been a foul, and official Scott Rothingham letting him know that I don't want to hear anymore. Quick pass into Swan on the fast break. He is fouled just as he goes up for the layup. Good foul by the Panthers. They'll make Swan earn it at the free throw line. Stump gets the foul, his first. Fourth team foul. Delmar has just one. So here comes Swan. He missed the first two earlier this game, but that one is good. 14-12. Swan's second shot coming up. It's up. A little too strong, but Pinkham comes down with a rebound, and Delmar will set things up again. Price in front of the Panther bench. Now to Swan at the free throw line. Back to Price at the top of the key. 26 seconds to shoot. Dodson with the ball, the junior. Man-to-man defense by the Panthers. Very aggressive, and it cost them as Brown picks up the foul way out high. Near center court, not the type of foul you want to see committed. 15 foul against the Panthers. Swan comes out, and Zepeda comes back in. So it's Pinkham, Price, Zepeda, Dodson, and Robeson. Coach Slayton signals the play in. With the ball is Dodson. Trying to penetrate. Gives it over to Zepeda out high. Inside to Price. Reverse layup and he scores. Price has 11 and we are tied at 14. Panthers puts it up. Block shot is blocked by Price. He's having a tremendous first half. Income will bring the ball slowly up court. To the high block to Zepeda, and a foul will be called against McKinleyville. Carson Parker gets the foul. And the next foul against McKinleyville will put Del Norte at the bonus. Warriors have just one. Robeson lobs it into Price. He puts it up, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it up, and puts it in. So Price has 13 of Del Norte's 16 points. And the Warriors are in front for the first time tonight. 16-14. Stump goes up. Too strong. Rebounded by the Panthers. Missed again. Rebounded by Dodson. He'll start to push the pace, then he backs it up. Finds Pinkham right in front of the McKinleyville bench. He'll try to drive. Gets cut off. Spins. Puts it up, and they're going to say he traveled. Pinkham shakes his head no, but to no avail. 5:38 to go here in the first half. 16-14, Warriors in front. Del Norte trailed early, but behind senior Caleb Price, who's been a force at both ends of the court. Warriors have got the lead. Double team, ball is almost stolen by Price. Eventually tracked down by the Panthers. Three-point shot by Brown, no good. Price with another rebound. He'll dribble himself up the court, now hands it over to Robeson. Cross the timeline. Now to Dodson. Now to Price, top of the key, around the horn to Pinkham. Looking inside, can't find anything, and gives it back to Robeson. Now to Zepeda with 19 to shoot. Inside to Dodson, puts up the shot, bounces, and goes in. Del Norte stretches the lead to 4. 18-14. Stump with the ball. The team's leading scorer at 20 a game. Right now he's got 6. Gives it up. Over to Parker. Stump gets it back. Dodson cutting him off, goes baseline, throws the ball out, and eventually is tracked down by Craven. Finds Stump again in the corner. 10 to shoot. He'll back it way out. And he has shown no qualms about taking the long, long three. Quick pass, beautifully done by Stump, finding a wide open Charlie Campbell, who's in the game. Beautiful play. Coming the other way, Zepeda trying to go coast to coast, misses the easy one, and will come back. The Panthers will set things up as two McKinleyville players collided It took them a while to get up. Ball is almost stolen. It is stolen by Pinkham. By himself, lays it up with a right hand and in, and Pinkham's in the scorebook as well now. Warriors 20-16, halfway through the second quarter. D. Ryan Stump with the ball. Way out high. He's double teamed by Caleb and Caleb. Nevertheless, he finds a way around everybody, lays it up with the left hand to score. Price has his pass tipped into the student section, and the Warriors will keep the ball. 3:35 to go here in the second quarter. Very fast-paced game. 20-18 our score. Delnord in front. Thursday night, the Warriors will close out their season. Remember, no postseason this year in Fortuna. Of course, KPOD will be there with all the action. Ball goes into Zepeda. He spins. He'll take the jumper off the iron, off the glass, and into the bucket. Zepeda gets his first basket of the night, and it's back to a four-point cushion for Del Norte. Well, Hyde is Clancy. Gives it over to George. Ball almost stolen by Robeson. Robeson playing frenetic defense. And eventually, the Panthers have to get things set up again. Finds inside, nice, pretty play, as Alto is the recipient of a great pass. And the Warriors throw the ball away. First time they've had trouble against this pressure. Swan comes back in, and Dodson will come out. So it'll be Pinkham, Robeson, Price, Zepeda, and Swan in the game for the Warriors. 22-20 our score, but the Panthers have the ball. Kicked out to Alto, into the corner, and a foul will be called away from the ball against Del Norte. And Zepeda gets the foul, just the second team foul of the half against Del Norte. Inbounding it will be Clancy. Just a sophomore. They're really high on him. He kicks it in. Now he'll get it back. He'll take the long three, bounces, and goes in. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And McKinleyville steals it. Puts up the shot and rebounded by Zepeda. He's triple team, and a timeout is called by Del Norte. A very hectic, very fast-paced first half. Finds McKinleyville leading Del Norte 23-22 with 2:36 remaining in the second quarter, and gives us our first chance of the night to say hello to the legendary Sportscaster Club members, including Del Norte Tire. You know, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. That's Hambro WSG. 2:36 remaining here in the second quarter. Tomorrow night, we'll be back in Tunin Gymnasium for the final game of the girls' season as the Warriors take on Fortuna, 7:30 p.m. Pre-game show at about 7:20 or so with Mad Dog John Horner doing the honors for us. And I'll be there helping him out a little bit by providing him refreshments, that type of stuff. Because, you know, he needs his refreshments. Warriors break the press easily this time. Zepeda has it. He'll take the shot. He'll score. Zepeda has four, and Del Norte goes back out in front by one, 24-23. With the ball is Clancy. Swings it over all the way far side to George. Now in corner, back to George. As the Panthers content to work it around outside. Now they go baseline. Inside, the ball stiffed around, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Warrior possession. That gets a round of applause from Coach Slayton. Nice defensive effort by Del Norte. And, of course, if you're going to play for Del Norte, if you're going to play for Mark Slayton, you're going to play defense. Del Norte coming into this game, giving up just 41 a contest. Warriors, Price, gets it to Zepeda across the timeline. Now to Pinkham. Way out high. They're going to double-team him. Ball is tracked down by Robeson. Nice hustle by the sophomore. Finds Price, goes baseline, but they say he had a running start. Graveling against Del Norte. 24-23. Warriors in front, 1:45 to go. Stay tuned for the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. We'll be talking about football. We'll be talking about wrestling. We'll even be talking about graduation. McKinley go with the ball. Looking to get it inside. They can't. Alto with it. Tries to throw it to Stump, and it's tipped out of bounds. Panthers will keep possession with 20 on the shot clock. T. Ryan Stump. T-Ryan. And he kicks it out to George. And now to Clancy. Way out high, 15. Cepeda with the defensive assignment. Clancy drives, puts up on the left side with the right hand. But offensive rebound by the Panthers. Nobody blocked out Alto, and he scores easily. Full court pressure again, as always. And the Warriors commit another error. And Coach Slayton is not happy. Very unhappy. McKinleyville leading by one and with the ball. 1 minute to go in the half. Stump gives it up. Now over to George. On the far side, Robeson guarding him. Tries to go, can't find any room, and they'll have to set it up again with Clancy out high. Zepeda guarding him. Clancy kicks it out to George. His three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by Price. Price with a terrific first half. Pinkham, Robeson on the far side. Hands it off to Pinkham. 24 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock. To Swan at the free throw line. Back to Pinkham. He'll take the three. Looks good. Is good. The team's leading three-point shooter just nails his 19th of the season and gives Del Norte a two-point advantage with 15 seconds remaining. Panthers will walk the ball up court. They'll take the last shot. They do. Long three-pointer, and that's going to be saved by the Panthers. They throw up a three-pointer, rebounded by Zepeda, and that brings an end to the first half. A wild one indeed. Key stat. Del Norte had just two first-half fouls called on them. McKinleyville had just six. Neither team got near the bonus. So after two quarters, it's Del Norte 27. McKinleyville 25. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll be right back with the first half stats in just a couple of minutes.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Every day you do what you can to stay healthy and fit, and sometimes that includes medical care. So it's good to know that Sutter Coast Hospital is so conveniently close and provides a comprehensive list of specialty services right where you live. Our network offers orthopedics, general surgery, pain management, women's health, pediatrics, hematology and oncology, and the latest technological advances in cancer care, including 3D breast cancer screenings, low-dose lung cancer screenings, and a state-of-the-art infusion center. We also offer imaging and lab services, plus physical therapy and acute rehabilitation. So right here in your neighborhood, you can meet with an oncologist, OBGYN, a general surgeon, or orthopedic surgeon, or take your child to see a caring, compassionate pediatrician. Call us today to find the services you need at 707-464-6715. That's 707-464-6715, or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
And now it's time for the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report.
Caleb Price's 13 first half points helped Del Norte to a 27-25 lead over McKinleyville here at McKinleyville High School in the next to last game of the season for the Warriors. John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, the Warriors improved to 7-0 with a 57-39 win over the Panthers. Tony Scott had 14. Wyatt Robeson had 13 for the Warriors. In freshman action, Del Norte fell to 4-2 this year, a 50-40 loss. Warriors led in the fourth quarter, but McKinleyville came back to claim the victory. So let's take a look at Warrior focus. And in a major shout-out, going to the Del Norte High wrestling team, which dominated the Humboldt Del Norte League Championship Saturday right here in McKinleyville. Now, no team scores were kept, but it was very clear that had they been, Del Norte would have probably won both sections. Boys champions included freshman Eric Stansberry, sophomores Eddie Harwick and Jace Montoya, seniors Chaz Harrison and Walker Jensaw, and junior Brandon Jones. Girls titleists included Savannah Williams and Adine Shad, freshman Alina Skippel, and boy, I hope I got that name even close to correct, and senior Jenny Shad. Congratulations to the Del Norte High wrestling teams, both of whom equipped themselves more than adequately at the Humboldt Del Norte League Championship. As we announced last night, Del Norte's first three football games are now scheduled. Warriors will open the season at Mike Whalen Field in Crescent City on Friday, August 27th, taking on always stout Enterprise High School of Reading. Then the Warriors will take to the road and take on perennial Southern Oregon powerhouse North Medford, followed by another road trip to battle West Valley. Athletic Director Bob Hadfield said he's looking for at least one and maybe two more non-conference games to fill the schedule. Del Norte High will feature a pair of graduations coming up. Now, on Friday, there's going to be a drive-through ceremony scheduled. It's going to be very similar to what was done last year, and that's going to start at 6. Then on Wednesday at 6, a more traditional ceremony is planned at Mike Whalen Field. And if you are a runner, here's your chance. Crescent City's 4th of July 5-kilometer run / walk will be held this year after missing last year, of course. And this is one of the neatest, coolest runs you'll ever take part in. Where else can you take part in a low-key fun run and literally have thousands of people cheering for you as you follow the parade route? Get your registration form by contacting coordinator Ralph Hurry. Here's the email. It's very easy to remember. Coonrunner, C-O-O-N, coonrunner at gmail.com. We'll be back with more of the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll be right back with the first half stats in just a couple of minutes.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need. From hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Every day, you do what you can to stay healthy and fit, and sometimes that includes medical care. So it's good to know that Sutter Coast Hospital is so conveniently close and provides a comprehensive list of specialty services right where you live. Our network offers orthopedics, general surgery, pain management, women's health, pediatrics, hematology and oncology, and the latest technological advances in cancer care, including 3D breast cancer screenings, low-dose lung cancer screenings, and a state-of-the-art infusion center. We also offer imaging and lab services, plus physical therapy and acute rehabilitation. So right here in your neighborhood, you can meet with an oncologist, OBGYN, a general surgeon, or orthopedic surgeon, or take your child to see a caring, compassionate pediatrician. Call us today to find the services you need at 707-464-6715. That's 707-464-6715, or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
Download Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And it's brought to you by Del Norte Tire. Our roots are here, not just our branches. And H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go!
It's time for the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report.
27-25 our score. Delnor leading McKinleyville here on the Panthers' home gym. And let's take a look at the first half stats here in boys basketball action. And the Panthers were led in that first half by Jack George, who had 6. T. Ryan Stump, the team's leading scorer, has 5. Connor Alto has 6 as well, as does super sophomore Jack Clancy. And that is the scoring for the Panthers. Delnor was led by Caleb Price, who had 9 first quarter points, 4 more in the second quarter, 13 altogether. He was a major factor both at the offensive and the defensive end, blocking shots and gathering in rebounds. Judson Pinkham has 5 for Delnor. Edwin Zapita has 4. Peyton Swan has 3. Dodson has 2. And playing but not scoring here in the first quarter was Wyatt Robeson. Delnor has to avoid turning the ball over against the McKinleyville press. They did fine at that in the first quarter and then really struggled with about 5 turnovers in the second quarter that really kind of kept McKinleyville close just when it looked like Delnor was putting the game away. This has been the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hiuchi Hamlet with hot drinks and cold snacks. Everything you want, everything you need. If they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Second half starts with McKinleyville with the ball. That's Ham with it. Gives it over to Clancy. Shot is blocked by Zapata, who comes up with it. Great defensive play by the junior. He's now double-teamed, but gives it over to Pinkham. Pinkham, who struggled a little bit in the first half, got a little frustrated, but settled down in the second quarter and ended up with 5 points. Now to Swan, 15 on the shot clock. Pinkham gets it, 3-pointer, rim, no good. Zapata with the rebound, dribbles once, steps through, puts it up with the right hand off the glass, no good, and rebounded by Stump for McKinleyville. They'll push the pace as Clancy tries to go coast-to-coast, gives it up. Now to Stump, and he travels. Got in the paint, and then slid the pivot foot. 27-25 here in the opening minute of the second half. Price will inbound, and he gets it over to Dodson. Now back to Price. They're going to play catch a little bit. Gets it across the timeline. Warriors took their time, and there was no problem breaking the press. Dodson with the ball out high. George guarding him. Now to Swan. The senior has it. Way out high. Lobs it inside to Price. Beautiful pass, and he knew what to do with it. He laid it up and in. Warriors stretch the lead to 4. Stump, the senior, gives it over to Clancy, the sophomore. Kicks it outside. They'll try to run a little motion now. With it is George. He goes to the top of the key, takes the three-pointer, misses, no good. Pinkham with the rebound. He'll fast break, gives it over to Zepeda on the far side. Works his way, kicks it over to Swan. He fakes the three-pointer, instead gives it to Pinkham, and the Warriors will set things up. 25 to shoot. Pinkham way out high, drives, stops, alley-oop, no good, tipped around, and eventually rebounded by the Panthers. That's Ham with it, gives it to Stump. Beautiful pass to Ham, and he blows the easy one. Another miss, and finally Pinkham comes down with it. That could come back to haunt the Panthers. They had 3-point-blank attempts and couldn't make any of them. Delmore was battling on the defensive end, but the Panthers definitely had position. Swan with the ball, way outside. Looking, finds Zepeda. Now to Price. Inside to Swan. Quick pass to Dodson in the corner. Back to Swan. He'll spin. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Go the other way. Clancy. High off the glass. Misses. Rebounded by Zepeda. Coach Slayton praised to high heaven his junior, Edwin Zepeda. Just very steady, doesn't make many mistakes, knows his role, and is key contributor. Three-point shot by Zepeda is short, as he had to hustle it. And we'll come back. Panthers with the ball. That's George out high. Swan guarding him. Now to the high post. To Alto. Alto gives it back to George outside, 15 to shoot. Swan guarding him. Now Price as they cut him off. Gets all the way in and scores. Beautiful move by Jack George. And it's a 2-point lead for Delmore. Panthers change their press. They go to a trap look. Warriors break it. Shot goes up, blocked right back into Zepeda's face. He tracks it down. Pinkham goes to the hole and he misses the shot. And we have traveling called as McKinleyville inbounded the ball and fell down. And by rule, that is a travel. And Alto is pleading his case that he was pushed, but gets no satisfaction from official Scott Rothingham. Pinkham to inbound. Looking. He sends it out to Zepeda, who takes a rare three-pointer. Misses, and rebounded by McKinleyville, but a foul will be called. And Swan gets the foul. Just the third team foul of the night, and only the first of the second half. Robeson comes into the game for Delnoy. And the Panthers will bring the ball up court. Stump with the ball. Now to George. Into the corner to Ham. They're going to play catch for a while. Swing it out false. Out to the top of the key to Alto. Suddenly some of the energy seems to may have disappeared from the Panthers. Drive along the baseline. And a push foul will be called against Delmore. And that will be on Zepeda. No, correction. That will be on Pinkham, his second. Kicked way outside, now into the corner for Stump. Thought about the three, instead gives it over to Ham. Ham will try to drive against Pinkham. Instead, he fires it inside to Alto. Spin move, shot off the glass is good. Alto has 8. And we are tied at 29. Warriors break the press. Swan, reverse layup, scores. Peyton Swan with his fifth point of the night as the Warriors took advantage of McKinleyville's press that time. Drive and then a kick out. The Ham. Ham goes baseline, kicks it back out, and stolen by Price. Price tracks it down. Cross the center circle. Gets pushed from behind, and Price goes sprawling. And Clancy says something to the official. Clancy, his first foul. And official Scott Rothingham let him know not another word. And Coach Sonny Tripp is going to send in Carson Parker. And coming out will be Clancy. Smart move by Tripp to control the emotions of his very talented sophomore. Ball goes into Zepeda in the far side corner. Lobs it to Swan. The 6'3 senior throws the ball away. Robeson tracks it down, but it'll be over and back. Robeson went one way. The pass went the other. Just missed timing on that one. Delmar leads 31-29, 2:24 to go here in the third quarter. Warrior Athletics brought to you by Chimneycraft, working for you since 92. Chimneycraft has been keeping you warm and happy. D. Ryan stumped with the ball. Robeson guarding him. Now to the high post to Alto. Gives it back to Stump. A beautiful give and go. Stump has seven. We're tied at 31. McKinleyville got off to an early lead. Delmar cut it down. Had the lead at halftime. Inside to Zepeda. Dribbles once. Puts it up off the glass. Too strong. Rebounded by the Panthers. Trying to go coast to coast is Jordan Brown. And just went too fast. Lost the handle. And it's off the back wall out of bounds. Price gets the ball to Pinkham. Who swings it back to Price. Full court pressure. Warriors break it to Pinkham. Lines up the three. Lets it go. Looks good. Is good. Judson Pinkham with his second three-pointer of the night. And the Warriors are up by three with 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. 34-31 on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. George to Alto at the free throw line extended. Tries to drive against Price. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Price prior to the shot. Just the first foul on Price. Third team foul of the half. Panthers have one. Dale North had just one team foul in the first half. And here comes Peyton Swong, Petey, and Zepeda. We'll get a quick breather with 1:20 left in the third quarter. Doing the janitorial work is Jack George. And Robeson saying, hey, there's a wet spot over there, too. Go get that one. Instead, they put the broom away, and the Panthers will go to inbound. Stump with the ball. Gives it over to Parker, and they bring it out high and set things up. Brown ball fake. Kicks it out. And the ball gets thrown away as Dodson eventually tracks it down, almost loses it, finds Pinkham. Ball high over his head, dribbles once and gives it to Robeson. Now to Swan, 25 to shoot. Robeson with it, tries to drive, gets cut off, finds Pinkham. Pinkham, long three-pointer is short. I don't think that's the shot that the Warriors wanted to take in that situation. Stump with the ball, Warriors up by three. Drive all the way. Kicked it out. Brown with a three-pointer. No good. But rebounded by Alto. Back to Brown at the top of the key. He tries to drive. Gets the ball knocked out of bounds. And the Panthers will keep possession with 31 seconds to go. Two-man officiating crew tonight. Here comes Zepeda back in for the Warriors. As it's been tough to find officials. Just not a lot of them are available this time of year. Stump to inbound from McKinleyville. Looking to get it inside, and a nice play leads to an easy basket for Carson Parker, his first basket, and it's back to a one-point lead for Delmar. Full court press. Ball stolen by Stump. Stolen back by Zepeda. who throws the ball off George, and he ends up kicking it out of bounds. 16 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. With the ball is Pinkham. Finds Swan, high pass, and they say he traveled. And Price will come back in for the final 12 seconds. Pinkham will come out. It's been a frustrating game for Judson from the very beginning. 34-33, Delnor in front. Final 10 seconds of the third quarter. Stump gets it inside and finds a wide open Carson Parker. Somebody blew an assignment, and Coach Mark Slayton walks down to the end of the court to compose himself as the Panthers take a one-point lead into the fourth quarter. 35-34 our score. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes of regulation after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Athlete of the Week brought to you by Lisa McCown State Farm Insurance. Call your local State Farm agent Lisa McCown for your auto, renters, home, and life insurance. 707-465-1799. And Jadis Clifton is your Athlete of the Week, the senior who is headed to Oregon Institute of Technology on a basketball scholarship, began the season with a 22-point performance against Ferndale. Your Athlete of the Week, Jadis Clifton. Brought to you by Lisa McCown State Farm Insurance. This has been your Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Lisa McCown, State Farm Insurance. Call Lisa when you want great service and State Farm Insurance. And that was your Athlete of the Week.
Two teams with a very even history, and it's very even here. McKinleyville leads Del Norte 35-34 as we enter the fourth quarter. Warrior Athletics, of course, brought to you by England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Del Norte will start the fourth quarter with the ball. Robeson will inbound and gets it in to Dodson in the backcourt. Coach Slayton calls the play. Ball goes to Robeson way out high. Robeson will penetrate, puts it up with the right hand off the glass, in and out, and saved by the Panthers. Robeson got a good look, just could not get it to drop. Jack George will bring the ball up court. Del Norte trailing by a point. Robeson on the defense. Now to Stump. He's been held reasonably in check. Nice passing leads to Brown's three-point attempt, and it's good. Two excellent passes, and all of a sudden, it's 38-34, McKinleyville in front. Warriors break the press. Price has it. Gives it to Swan, back to Price, lines up the three, lets it go, high arching shot, bingo! Caleb Price from way downtown. And timeout is called as Del Norte cuts the margin down to one, 38-37 with 7:05 remaining. More members of the legendary Sportscasters Club includes Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Get your oil changed in about 15 minutes. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. Del Norte Office Supply. Customer service? Well, you should deserve that. Center Coast Hospital, here for your care. And Crescent Cabinets. Do you need new cabinets? Well, call Crescent Cabinets. It's right there in the name. Warriors trying to go to 6-1. The Panthers trying to go to 5-1. 7:05 remaining in the fourth quarter. McKinleyville up 38-37 and with the ball. Stump with the ball. Gives it over to Parker, who's played nice. Gives it back to Stump. Price with the block. That has to be his fifth, and he gets tripped. And Stump, and Price goes rolling. As does Zapata. Also picks up his second foul. Just the second team foul. So far in this game, 5, 6, 7, 8 fouls have been called in total. Zapata gets the ball to Price on a skip pass. The senior, way out high. Alto's going to guard him. And Price just loses the handle and the ball goes out of bounds. Delmort has, on several occasions tonight, just have not been quite on the same page. And it's led to turnovers. 38-37, McKinleyville in front. Jack Clancy will come back in with the next dead ball for the Panthers. With the ball is Parker, way outside, Pinkham guarding him. Inside to Brown, and a foul is going to be called, and it's going to be an offensive foul against, correction, not a foul, it's going to be a turnover, as they say Brown was out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers for both teams. Price inbounds to Dodson, and he gives it right back. Now he and Pinkham will play catch. And finally to Pinkham across the timeline, back to Price. Thought about the long three, turned it down, instead gives it to Dodson, who'll take the three. Bingo! Caleb Dodson, with just his second three-pointer of the season, puts the Warriors in front 40-38 with exactly 6 minutes to go in regulation. Stumped with the ball, gets a screen. Price picks him up, tries to get in, kicks it out far side. That's George, he'll take the shot, back iron. And out of bounds off McKinleyville. Delmar gets the ball. The past 35 games between these two teams, McKinleyville has won 18 times, Delmar 17. Price with it, has to get it across, and no foul is called as the ball goes out of bounds. Delmar keeps it. As Price got body blocked, fresh 10-second count under the rules. And it goes to Pinkham. Pinkham in the front court. Way outside. Gets instructions from Coach Slayton. Now to Dodson. 15 to shoot. Gets it to Price. Way out. Down to 10. Now to Zepeda. Outside the three-point line. Now inside. Kicked out. Back to Pinkham, three-pointer on the way, too strong, and rebounded by George of McKinleyville. Two-point lead for Delmort. Five by Stump, and he is fouled on the way to the basket. Dodson gets the foul, his first of the evening. Fourth team foul. Panthers will inbound right in front of their own bench. Jack Clancy with the honors. Clancy looking. Zepeda on the pressure. Ball stolen by Delmort. Dodson goes all the way, puts it up and puts it in. Dodson with five straight points, and the Warriors have a four-point lead, 42-38. Stump has the ball stolen, but it goes right back to him. He scores, and he is fouled. The ball bounced off about three knees and ended up in the hands of Stump. And getting the foul will be Zepeda, his second. Correction, that's not Stump, it was George. Here comes the free throw. It's up. It's good. So Delmort's four-point lead is down to one. With 4:48 to go, Zepeda breaks a double team, and it's a 3-on-2 fast break. But now Delmort will set things up. Dodson has the ball on the far side. Gets it near the top of the key. Now backs it up. Warriors, and Coach Slayton wants a timeout, as he could not get his team to get in the offensive set he wanted. 4:43 remaining in the fourth. 42-41. Delmort in front. And members of the legendary Sportscasters Club include Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, where doing the right thing matters. Delmort Ambulance, now and always, dedicated to serving. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. And Morjon Napa Auto Parts. Count on Morjon to get you back on the road fast. Of course, Warrior Athletics also brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital and the Hiuchi Hamlet and Lisa McCowan, State Farm Insurance. 4:43 to go, fourth quarter. Delmort 42, McKinleyville 41. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, The Warriors went to 7-0 with a 57-39 win over the Panthers. Nani Scott with 14, Wyatt Robeson with 13. In freshman action, Delmar fell to 4-2 after a 50-40 loss to McKinleyville. Tomorrow night, we'll be back in Tunum Gymnasium for the final girls' game of the season as Fortuna comes to town. And we'll be there, KPOD 97.9 FM and DelmarSports.com. Warriors with the ball. Dodson has to get rid of it in a hurry. Price rescues him. Down to 8. Down to 7. Price at the top of the key. Tightly guarded. Now to Pinkham. Down to 3. Down to 2. He'll take the 3. High arching shot off the rim. And almost saved by Swan, but they say he stepped on the end line. Not the shot that Delmar wanted coming out of a timeout. 4:10 to go. Just over halfway through the fourth quarter. Delmar up by 1. Jack George with the ball. Gives it over to Alto at the high post. Tries to give it a stump, but Dodson denied him. Drive now. Off the glass, no good. Ball tip. Dodson comes up with it. Great hustle by the junior. Dodson will slow it down. Now across the timeline. Gives it to Price. Thought about the 3. Instead, he'll go to Pinkham in the corner. Dribbles once. Inside to Zepeda. Steps in, shoots. In and out, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. That was halfway down before it came out. Warriors still leading by 1 with 3.5 to go. Far side, that's George. Now gives it over to Stump. Dodson guarding him. Dodson having a terrific game. Now to Clancy. Clancy to Alto, way out high. 15 on the shot clock. Alto will try to penetrate against Price. Puts up an off-balance shot, and they will call a foul against Caleb Price. And the one thing we've seen tonight is Scott Rottenham willing to make calls from a long ways away. And I'm not saying that was a bad call. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that in most situations, that's not going to get called. As Alto makes the first free throw, and we are tied at 42 with 3:11 to go. Two-man officiating crew tonight. So that requires both officials to expand the zone that they're watching. Second one is also good. And now McKinleyville with a single-point cushion. Full-court press, as always. Warriors break it. Into the corner to Swan. He goes baseline. Loses the handle. Stolen by the Panthers. Almost grabbed by Pinka. But eventually the ball goes to George. He finds Clancy. Clancy will take the off-balance 15-footer and miss everything. An ill-advised shot by the sophomore. That's a shot you take from 8 feet. Not from 16. Warriors will inbound. Price, Zepeda, Pinkham, Dodson, and Swan. The starting five is in. And Jack Clancy will take a seat with 2:50 remaining in regulation. Price to Zepeda across the timeline. He's triple team. Gives it over to Dodson. And Dodson will dribble. Give it over to Pinkham. Thinking with George on him. Mismatch in favor of the Warriors, but instead it goes to Dodson. Dodson's fouled by Brown, his second. Just the third team foul. Delnord has 6, so the Panthers will shoot 1-1 the rest of the way through. 2:33 to go. McKinleyville 43, Delnord 42. Pinkham will inbound from the far side. Pinkham has it. Looking, lobs it to Price. And Price is fouled, and they will put him to the line to shoot 2. And that is Connor Alto's 3rd foul, 4th team foul. Price has struggled this year at the foul line, 44%. Key one's right here. The right-hander spins it. He puts it up, and it's a little strong. They've been working with him to put more arch on his shot. As he's gotten stronger, working out in the weight room, his shot has gotten flat. Here comes the second one. This would tie it up. Up, and that one hits the front rim, hits the back rim, and bounces out, going the other way. Three-pointer on the way. No. Rebounded by Price. He'll dribble it up himself. Now to Dodson in front of the Warrior bench. And foul will be called on Clancy, his second. More importantly, the fifth team foul against the Panthers. They can only give up one more, and then Del Norte will be shooting the bonus 1-1. Dinkum to inbound. Here on the near side. Warriors trailing by one. Lob pass goes to Swan. Puts it up with a right hand from the left side and scores. Swan has 7, and Delmar leads by 1 with just over 2 minutes remaining in regulation. Stump with the ball. Swan guarding him. Correction, Dodson guarding him. Way outside. Gets a screen. They try to run the pick and roll. Instead, he'll try to drive. Great defense by Dodson. Has to give it up to George. 15 on the shot clock. Now inside to Alto. Price guarding him. Alto powers his way up. Misses. Rebounded by the Panthers. Another miss. Zapata with a rebound. Cross-court pass. That's Dinkum. Another cross-court pass to Dodson. Lines up the three. Lets it go. Too strong. Rebounded by Zapata. Puts it up and puts it in. Del Norte by 3 with 1:24 to go. 46-43. Stop, long three-pointer, and he rains it. We are tied at 46. Swan with the ball, gives it over to Pinkham. Near side corner, tries to go baseline, and a block will be called on Alto, his fourth. 1:07 to go. 46-46. Both teams are now in the bonus the rest of the way. Next fouls. Take him to inbound. Looking, and he has to give it to Zapata. He'll take the three. Too strong. Rebounded by the Panthers. We'll go the other way. 1 minute remaining in the fourth quarter. Ball goes to Stump, the senior. Dodson will bend the knees and get ready on the defensive side. He'll take some time off the clock. Screen set. He'll go left. Gets passed, puts it up, and a blocking foul will be called on Del Norte as Judson Pinkham was sure he had the charge. They say he stepped over. Pinkham has 3 with 40.1 seconds left. Stump will go to the line and shoot 2. Stump, averaging 20, has just 10 tonight. Shot is up, off the front rim, no good. It remains tied, 46-46. Both these teams with one loss. Del Norte, 5-1. McKinleyville, 4-1. Here comes the second. The senior bends his knees, puts it up. Too strong, bounce around. Price ends up with the ball. 35 on the game clock. Inside the Price, over his head and out of bounds. And the shot clock will be off with 30.6 seconds to go. And timeout will be called by McKinleyville. So let's set the stage. 30.6 seconds to go. Our score, McKinleyville 46, Del Norte 46. Both teams in the bonus. McKinleyville with the ball underneath the Del Norte basket. The possession arrow is in favor of McKinleyville, I believe. Yes. Coach Slayton on a knee in front of his starting five who are sitting on the bench, letting them know here's the defensive strategy that he once employed. You would have to think that Coach Sonny Tripp of McKinleyville will play for the last shot and try to win it. On Thursday, Del Norte will wrap up its season in Fortuna against the Huskies. 7:30 start, pregame on KPOD at 7:20. McKinleyville still has 2 games left, including one on Saturday after graduation. The Warriors send out Zepeda, Pinkham, Caleb Price, T.D. Swan, and Caleb Dodson. Warriors will play back. And it will be T. Ryan Stump who will come up court. Slowly walking the ball. Gets it across the timeline. His feet still in the center circle. Down to 18 seconds. Dodson guarding him. Backs off. Now he sends Clancy away. Screen set by Alto. Dribbles the ball off his foot, but tracks it down. Now he'll try driving. Kick it out. George with a three-pointer. Too strong. Rebounded by Price. Hook shot at the buzzer after the ball is stolen by Clancy. Misses everything. And we have bonus basketball. 46-46. 5 minutes of action to go. Woo! It wasn't a good shot by the Panthers. Credit Delmore's defense for that. 4 minutes is put on the clock. And I have to do a quick bit of homework. Whew. Let's take a look at the foul situation. Both teams in the single bonus during regular bonus. They'll shoot one-on-one on any non-shooting foul. Foul trouble. Pinkham has three for the Warriors. Zepeda has two, and that's it. For the Panthers, Connor Alto has four. Jack George has two. Clancy has two. And Jordan Brown has two. We'll start the overtime with a jump ball. Teams will keep going in the same possession. And it will be Swan going up against Clancy. Officials reminding everybody, okay, we're going the same directions we were going. Scott Rothingham will throw it up. We are in overtime. And the ball is gathered in by Dodson on the tip. Warriors get first crack. Dodson tries to drive, now gives it to Pinkham on the far side. Backswing set by Swan, who gets the ball at the top of the key. Now to Dodson. Tried to see if Zepeda was available. Instead, finds Pinkham. He'll take the three, front iron, and will go the other way. Also with the rebound. 46-46. Opening minute of overtime. Stump with the ball. Dodson gives it up to Ham. Now back to Stump. Almost travel. Nice defense. Shot goes up, and Caleb Price rejected that like a piece of fruit. Knocked it 5 yards out of bounds. 18 on the shot clock. Stump to inbound. They kick it way outside to Clancy. Clancy has been completely contained in large part by Zepeda, who's guarding him right now. Inside, stop, shot, ball drop. Owen Ham with his first basket of the night. And the Panthers have a two-point lead. And a foul is going to be called on McKinleyville. Way from the ball, no less. That will be the third foul on George. And that sends Dodson to the line for two. Dodson, less than 50% this year. The junior dribbles once, twice, three times, bends his knees, spins the ball, eyes it, puts it up, and misses. McKinleyville maintains the two-point lead. 3 minutes to go in overtime. With the ball is Alto. Gives it over to Stump. He'll try to drive. Traveled, no call. Kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. Good. As Owen Ham, who was scoreless, has 5 points in this overtime. Delmar comes the other way with Zepeda, giving the ball to Price on the far side. Timeout is called by Delmar with the Warriors trailing with 2:37 to go in the first overtime, 51-46. Warrior Athletics brought to you by Delmar Tire, H&R Block, Hambro, WSC, Chimney Craft, Ingle Marine, and Valvoline Instant Oil Change. As mentioned, tomorrow night it will be the final game of the girls' season. Delmar playing host to Fortuna. It will be senior night. Delmar with a single senior on the roster, Jaden Clifton. It will be a chance to say goodbye to one of the all-time greats in Warrior athletic history. Then on Thursday, Delmar boys will be back on the road in Humboldt County down in Fortuna. 7:30 tip-off. You can tune in to the pregame show at about 7:20, depending on how the JV game goes, with all the action on 97.9 FM and DelmarSports.com. Teams come back to the floor. Warriors down by five as Owen Hamm has lit up Delmar with 5 points in the overtime after being held scoreless the rest of the game in regulation. Pinkham to inbound, gets it to Swan. Swan back to Pinkham, now to Dodson. Warriors getting their set. Swan on the far side now, 20 to shoot. Gets it to Price in the corner. Thought about the three, instead gets it to Pinkham on the low block, and the ball is poked away, and then is poked away again by the Panthers, but they say no, it came off Pinkham. Oh my goodness, no! That's the problem with a two-man officiating team. You can't see every angle. And that ball was clearly off the Panthers. 2:10 to go. 5-point lead for the Panthers. Stump with the ball against Dodson. Nice defensive effort. Three-pointer up in the air. No good. And rebounded by Pinkham. He'll push it. Cross the timeline. Brown guarding him. Pounding him to Dodson, right in front of Coach Slayton. 1:45 remaining in overtime. Now to Zepeda. He'll take the three off the front iron, tipped around and rebounded by the Panthers. Critical possession right here as we're approaching 90 seconds left in the overtime. Stump, the senior, knows to take his time. Gives it over to Hamm. Now to Brown, far side to Jack Clancy. Also at the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. Now to Stump. Looking inside, nothing there. Brown has it now, top of the key. Down to 8, down to 7 on the shot clock. Clancy, way outside. He'll try to drive. Kicks it over. Also will take an off-balance shot, and it goes. A terrific defensive effort by Delmar results in an off-balance crazy shot that drops for the Panthers. Swan. The Price, three-pointer on the way, short. Rebounded. Out of bounds. It will be Delmar's ball. 53-46 our score. McKinleyville leading in overtime. Brown comes out. George comes back in for the Panthers. Price gets it on the inbound. Kicks it out to Swan. Swan trying to drive. Gets it to Pinkham. Pinkham, the team's best three-pointer shooter. Now to Price. Warriors need to get a shot off. Pinkham finally gets an off-balance three off. Price saves it. Found, grabbed by Zepeda. Double-teamed. Kicks it out to Swan. He'll try to penetrate. Can't. Back to Pinkham. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Tipped around and gathered up by Stump of McKinleyville with 20 seconds to go. Stump puts up a shot. Price rejects it. That has to be his seventh block of the night. Down to 15, and a foul will be called on Delmar. And it looks like the Panthers will end up claiming victory as we have timeout on the court, as I believe that is Stump is down on the end line and in a lot of pain. 53-46 our score, 13.9 seconds left. McKinleyville leading Delmar. And Stump is helped up. And he's a little gimpy, but he's walking on his own. So that's good news for the Panther faithful. And going to the line will be Jack Clancy. score free throws. It's 1-1. Delmore just never quite found a rhythm. Here comes the first shot, and that's good. And too many turnovers against the press in the second quarter comes back to haunt the Warriors. Here comes the second. That's his seventh point of the night. He came in averaging 15. And it's good. Dodson with the ball. Cross the timeline. Gets it to Swan. Swan gets fouled. Puts up the shot. He scores. And will go to the line for a three-point play. And Connor Alto picks up his fifth foul. That is Swan's ninth point of the night. A season high. His career high is 11. He'll shoot one. 6.9 remaining. 55-48. McKinleyville in front in overtime. Shot is short. Tracked down by Zepeda. He misses. Zepeda, or Pinkham, has the ball knocked out of his hands after the offensive rebound. And we're down to 2 seconds. So the Warriors are going to fall to 5-2 in this spring season. Price gets the ball, lets the three go, and misses. And so McKinleyville, as the fans storm the court for some reason, that seems very strange. Nevertheless, a 55-48 win for McKinleyville. We'll be back with the postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show. We'll have all the stats and information to tonight's game coming up next.
It's the doctors who listen with more than a stethoscope. It's the staff committed to helping you stay healthy and fit. At Sutter Coast Hospital, we offer primary care for you and your family when you need us, where you need us. Our network of highly skilled doctors and nurse practitioners take care of you and your family through every stage of life, from regular checkups and routine exams to diagnosing and treating serious health problems. Whether you're sick or just want some good health advice, our primary care clinicians are here for you. Our services include internal medicine, pediatrics, gynecological, and obstetrics, plus geriatrics and services for seniors. We even have a walk-in clinic open 7 days a week for common problems like cuts, coughs, sprains, or sports injuries. Sutter Coast Hospital offers primary care in Crescent City and Brookings, Oregon. Visit sutterhealth.org/coast to learn more. That's sutterhealth.org/coast. Sutter Health. It's a thousand things, big and small.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Basketball postgame show right here.
Del Norte has outscored 9-2 in overtime, and that leads to a 55-48 loss to McKinleyville on the Panthers' home floor. John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 and on DelNorteSports.com. It was 46-46 after four quarters. But the Panthers came out behind an unlikely hero. Owen Hamm scored a basket and then a three, his only points of the game, and the Warriors could never recover. As Delmar falls to 5-2 on the season. McKinleyville improves to 5-1. Delmar boys will wrap up their season on Thursday. Road trip to Fortuna. Listen to the game live here on KPOD. McKinleyville, as mentioned, now 5-1. They have two games remaining in their season, including a game Saturday, amazingly, after graduation. Welcome to spring basketball. Let's take a look at the stats as the Panthers were led by Connor Alto, who ended up with 12. Jack George had 11. The team's leading scorer, T. Ryan Stump, who came into the game averaging 20, held was to just 10. Give a lot of credit to that, to Caleb Dodson, who put the defensive pressure on him. Jack Clancy, who was averaging 15 coming into the game, was held to 8. Owen Hamm, the 5, all in overtime. Carson Parker had 4 for the Panthers. For Del Norte, they were led by Caleb Price, who had a game-high 18 points. Peyton Swan came through big time. He had 9. Judson Pinkham held to 7 points below his season average of 15. He had just 8. Dodson had 7. And Zapita was held to half of his average as well with 6. Wyatt Robeson was held scoreless. In JV action tonight, Del Norte captured a 57-39 win to improve to 7-0 on the season. Donnie Scott had 14, Robeson had 13. And in freshman action, it was McKinleyville claiming a 50-40 victory as the Warrior freshmen fell to 4-2. Tomorrow night, we will be back in Tunin Gymnasium as the Del Norte girls wrap up their season taking on Fortuna. It will be senior night, as the Warriors honor their lone senior, Jaden Squifton, the all-time leading scorer in Del Norte girls basketball history. And then, as mentioned, Thursday will be in Fortuna as Del Norte will close this 2021 spring basketball season against the Huskies. That should do it here from McKinleyville High School. For JD, the engineer without peer back in the studio, thank you so much. General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We do appreciate it. And, of course, we also appreciate the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night at home for the girls, and then Thursday on the road in Fortuna for the boys. Once again, our final score tonight in overtime, McKinleyville captures a 55-48 win over the Panthers. Good night, everybody. Please drive safely. Be positive, test negative, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Game of the Night, and it's brought to you in part by Center Coast Hospital, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, Ayuchi Hamlet, Del Norte Tire, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, Chimney Craft, Ingle Marine, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Service, Del Norte Office Supply, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, and Eco Nutrients. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.